Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The New York Giants reached out to Brian Flores. They want to bring him in for an interview. Now, there's been a lot of people out there that have said that Flores is reportedly expecting to get an interview. I can tell you as a fact, the New York Giants picked up the phone and they called Brian Flores.
Good.
I don't know when he's coming in. I imagine after they hired the GM.
Right.
But they wanted Brian Flores to know, we're going to have interest in you. Because if you're Brian Flores, as you start the interview process, you want to know, all right, what are the potential opportunities for me to return to the NFL as head coach? And if the Giants reach out to you, you can at least tell other teams,
right,
I'm not going to make my decision until I interview with all teams that are interested.
Yes.
So if you're a diehard Giant fan, good news.
And the other piece of good news related directly to that is Joe Shane, who's, I guess he's considered the front runner. I don't know.
Seems like maybe.
Joe Shane reached out to Brian Flores, and they had started communicating a couple of days ago to form a relationship.
Meaning that Shane goes somewhere. Obviously, that team is most likely going to need a head coach.
I think we all go nuts about relationships. Oh, this guy's got a history with that guy, and it matters. Obviously, that kind of stuff matters. But you also want to form relationships.
Yeah.
If you're Joe Shane, and you may be the Giants general manager, maybe you're the general manager of another team, wouldn't you want to get to know the hottest coaching candidate out
there?
Well,
let me take that one step further.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to know the guy that the Giants ownership told you they want to hire to be head coach?
Yeah, that part's not as appealing.
Right?
Because
you know that's had to have come up.
It did. I don't think that's what you want, though, as a Giant fan. What you want is a general manager with a vision. Not a general manager repeating the vision of an ownership group that hasn't exactly done a great job the last half a decade.
But it does seem like some dominoes are starting to get put into place here, where, you know, they're closing down the interviews, where we may have a GM by tomorrow.
I think we will. I mean, we're down to three candidates. The third guy, Adam Peters, who's the assistant GM of the Niners, is interviewing today, and that apparently is going to be it. And then we're going to have a GM, and then we're going to get the coaching interviews and the coaching rumors, and we're all going to have views on why this guy sucks, but this guy's awesome, and this guy's the next great Vince Lombardi. And then we're going to start to get an idea of where this franchise is going.
Yeah, remember, you know, I'm just thinking low-hanging fruit. You know, when the Jets brought in Robert Saleh, we were all excited. Now, we'll see if we're right or not on that. But regardless, we were all pumped up. And I remember myself sitting here saying they shouldn't let him leave the room.
Right.
Because we knew that the Eagles feigned or had some level of interest. And we know for a fact that Robert Saleh left Florham Park, got in his car, got on the turnpike, and drove down to Philadelphia.
Yep.
They were next.
Yep.
And very quickly, he got back in his car, came north on the turnpike, and a deal was done. So, again, if you are one of those people that thinks that Brian Flores is the guy, hire the GM. Flores should be the first candidate you bring in, assuming he's available, and just get it done. Right?
Yeah.
Like, this should not be a long, drawn-out process.
You know what would make me feel good about the whole Flores thing? And I heard this the other day about Brian Flores, which is nice for him, but nice for the Giants. That Brian Flores wants to take his time. That Brian Flores knows, hey, I'm going to have a lot of options here. A lot of teams really like me. And I'm going to be deliberate in my game plan here. And to me, that's great news for the Giants, because the Giants, we had been saying, well, they're sort of behind the eight ball because they got to hire the GM first, and it's the interview process of coaches. So if Brian Flores is willing to be patient, That means he's going to sit back. He's going to hear all the different interviews, all the different offers, if he gets offers, and then make a decision.
I think it also means something else in a good way.
What's that?
It also means that, and I'm playing this out as a possibility, boy, I really want that Giant job. So let me just publicly say I'm going to be patient.
Maybe that's related.
Because I recognize the Giants aren't going to interview me for another couple days.
Yeah.
So rather than close the door on it, I'm going to let it all play out.
Look,
I like it.
Forget about cap room. Forget about who the quarterback is or who's on this roster. This is very, very basic for me. You know I'm a diehard sports fan. You're a sports fan. I don't know about diehard, but you're a sports fan. If you had a chance to coach the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Would you want that job?
Yes.
Okay.
You're damn right. I want to do play-by-play for the Knicks.
Brian Flores grew up in New York. That's a fact. He's from Brooklyn. That's a fact. I have read, I don't know if it's 100% true, but I've read he grew up as a Giant fan.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the job you want? If that job happens to be open, you would look into the skies and say, oh, my God, this is meant to be. For some reason, my dopey old owner fires me for no reason at all. Or whatever reason he has, the Giants happen to have an opening. This is like meant to be. I may be able to coach the team I grew up loving. It's a perfect freaking match.
Yeah, it's the
match.
Kind of stuff Disney movies are made out of.
Yeah.
Right? Coach comes back home, downtrodden franchise, turns it around, goes back to the old neighborhood. You know, his money's no good for coffee and danishes. And next thing you know, you see him riding off in the sunset with a Super Bowl trophy.
Yes.
La, la, la.
It's perfect.
That'd be better than the Kurt Warner movie.
It would be.
Right away. I got the Brian Flores. I want to buy Brian Flores' life story. I want to turn it into a movie. Now, if you fail here, that's the only thing. But I am confirming, as a fact, the New York Giants did call Brian Flores. So that's a good thing. The other thing, I wish I could confirm I can't. But I slept on it all night last night. And as a Jet fan, I'm concerned about it. It seems as if the New York Giants are getting their ducks in a row. GM, Brian Flores, and then, of course, the next conversation they're going to have is, what are we doing with Daniel Jones?
One of the biggest decisions they have to make. What do you do with quarterback?
And I'm of the belief that the 1A part of that conversation is, do we want to go down the road of Deshaun Watson?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be stupid not to go down the road, at least, and get a sense of where it's at. And I left here yesterday with you, and it was on my mind, and I dreamt about it all night last night, and I am concerned. Deshaun Watson is gettable. They are going to trade him. I'm sitting here as a diehard Jet fan laying out the pieces for how the New York Giants are going to get Deshaun Watson if they want him. GM, Brian Flores, Deshaun Watson. Yet I sit here as a Jet fan as much as I hope that Zach Wilson becomes the next great quarterback in the NFL. There's no guarantee he will. Why am I going to sit back as a Jet fan and just allow the New York Giants to go get the quarterback that I want? The quarterback that makes my team better. The quarterback that solidifies the position we've had no solidification on for 50 years. I want Deshaun Watson. And I don't want the New York Jets to sit back and just allow the New York Giants to put their pieces together and steal my quarterback.
You know, last night, I thought about this all night.
Yeah.
Every time James Harden clanked a three-point shot, all I thought about was Deshaun Watson. When Spencer Dinwiddie put up that potential game winner, you know what I was thinking about?
I don't.
I was thinking about how cheap Joe Tsai was for not paying him, but then I was thinking, this Deshaun Watson thing, because you did put it in my brain yesterday.
Yeah, you got to go get him.
And I gave it a lot of thought. I slept on it. I had a dream about it. It was a weird dream involving me and Deshaun, but I'd rather not get into that. And I gave it a lot of thought. And I come to you today saying what I said yesterday.
Same crap. You didn't change at all.
I didn't, and I'll tell you why.
You'd rather go down the road with the hope that Zach Wilson becomes a stud.
I'll tell you why. We as Jet fans invested a year in Zach Wilson.
Yes, we did.
Was the first part of his rookie season good? No, it wasn't.
No.
All right? Because last night while I was dreaming, I was envisioning Zach Wilson bouncing passes right in front of Michael Carter, okay? So I was envisioning all the bad. But then I thought of the what if. I thought of Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is a beast now. Everybody loves Josh Allen. If you compare Josh Allen's rookie season to Zach Wilson's rookie season, what do you think you're going to come up with, Craig?
Go ahead.
Very similar numbers is my point. I can't. And listen, this may be an argument I lose. I'm going to be honest with you, Craig. Because Deshaun Watson's a franchise quarterback. I wanted him a year ago. I think the Giants should go after him. I will not argue how good Deshaun Watson is with you. But what I will argue with you about, and I think what some Jet fans may agree with me on, is I cannot for the life of me pull the plug after 1 year on a kid that could very well be our answer.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
I can't do that.
As good as Zach Wilson might be, you lock in the fact that he's going to be better than Deshaun Watson?
I cannot do that now.
Then I make the trade today. And that's how that, I'm going to keep it as simple as that.
But Craig, can you guarantee me today that Zach Wilson won't become our Dan Marino?
No.
Oh, so
I can't.
Then let's ride with Zach.
No, you can't because he hasn't done it yet.
I get that.
So I know what he has done. I know what the other guy has done. So I'm not even debating, well, he's an unknown. Deshaun Watson's not an unknown. And I will not sit back here silently and watch the New York Giants steal my quarterback. No disrespect to Zach Wilson. Good kid. Okay, fine. Maybe he becomes the quarterback I thought he would become. But I got a guy I know how good he is, and I want him. I want him in the worst way I've ever wanted anything. I want him like I want Bernard and King. I want him like back in the day I wanted Mookie Wilson to come back from the eye injury in spring training to take over his rightful place in center field from Lenny Dykstra. I want him. I want him the way I wanted Brett Favre.
Yo, how'd that work out?
He was 8-3 until he hurt his shoulder. I want him. I'm sitting here saying the New York Giants are going to commit like the, grand theft larceny here. They're just going to la, 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 sign Brian Flores, make a deal for Deshaun Watson, and I'm going to sit back as a Jet fan going, wait a minute. We have more to offer because we have Zach Wilson to offer. The Houston Texans don't want Danny Jones, but you bet your ass they take Zach Wilson. Listen. I'm willing to die on this mountain. And I think most Jet fans, not all, obviously, since you don't agree with me, are going to die on that mountain with me.
I do admit this.
Let's go, men!
I do admit this. There's a very good chance, a better than 50-50 chance, that 3 years from now, I will regret everything I say to you
today. Will you put out a poll?
What's the poll?
Zach Wilson or Deshaun Watson. Okay. Let's just get a sense.
I'll put it out there.
Put it out there.
And honestly, before I put it out there, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea what those results would be. Because I do think that there is a pretty good portion of Jet fans who have that emotional feel like I do of, we drafted him, we invested a year in him, there are some things I liked, especially in the second half, I get to keep all my draft picks, I get to continue to build. I think there's a decent amount of us. But then there's a lot of star bleepers like you, who see a star like Deshaun Watson.
Right.
And he is. And say, quick fix, do it, do it, do
not
it.
Not quick fix. He's my quarterback for a decade.
No, I get it. He's 26 years old. A year ago when we had this discussion, I was as pro-trading for Deshaun Watson as anybody.
Prior to getting Zach.
Prior to drafting Zach. But once you draft him and once you invest a year of your time watching him, the starts, the stops, the struggles, the intoxicatingly good things that we briefly saw, I can't get off that toilet this quickly.
I'm off the toilet. I'm holding it in. 877-337-6666. We got lots cracking today. Hopefully you'll have some fun and join us throughout the afternoon. You know the phone numbers. It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. We will address WAG Wednesday as well. I had a little chat with Tom before the show, and I feel like he's been moping around since we had that talk. But we'll get into it with you guys a little later on this afternoon. There's a growing concern about the bookings of WAG Wednesday.
Is it what I said to you off air right after the interview?
That we need to get women who are connected to people we've heard of. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you started it.
I did start it.
Alan Jerry backed it up, and then I had to be the Huckleberry to burst the kid's bubble. And I burst his bubble today.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's been moping around ever since. So we'll get into that later on today as well.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Are you going to try and convince Jason Kelce to come back for another year of football, right? You know, fan favorite, you know, he had, you know, they kind of cheapened it, but he got the start in that last game to keep his streak alive, whatever it is. And then they took him out of the game, your regular season game, before they lost in the playoffs. He goes, do I want him? Well, I sent him two kegs of beer yesterday. Hopefully he'll want to come back. Like, that's a good answer, right?
Yeah.
Like, every now and then a coach gives a good answer in a radio
this
interview.
This is a coach who his first introductory press conference appeared to be done before it started. Like, he looked like he was going to be a colossal failure.
Yeah.
And after year one, he had the Eagles in the postseason. He's making funny lines about Kelce. Everybody loves him.
Yeah, they all hate the quarterback there, though. Because, as you know, I married into an Eagle family. They hate the quarterback. They don't think he's any good.
Is it hate or they're just unsure what he
truly
is?
No, they don't
is.
Like him.
They don't like him.
They do not like him. They don't think he's an NFL quarterback. Well, you know, we have a little taste of that ourselves here.
with which one?
Both? Well, for sure, Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Like, Giant fans aren't enamored with Daniel Jones anymore, and I think there are Jet fans who are split. I think there's a segment of Jet fans that saw enough glimpses of, oh, my God, he did that.
Yeah.
Where we're going to be really patient. Well, and I think there's obviously always going to be a group of fans that are like, he can't do it.
It takes a lot for me, and I think it takes a lot for a lot of fans, to give up on a young quarterback after 1 year. You have to be a special kind of Josh Rosen bad to be given up on after 1 year as a first-round pick quarterback.
Unless you can be replaced by Deshaun Watson or a town at that level. See, I don't view it as giving up on Zach Wilson. I give it up. I describe it as we're going to get a guy who's much better.
Right, right.
So I'm not giving up on him.
Proven.
I'm using Zach Wilson to go get myself a top five, six, seven, whatever it is, quarterback.
You asked me nicely before, and you are very nice. You said, put it out as a Twitter poll.
And I hate polls.
And you hate polls.
Yeah.
And I, in returning the favor for how nice you asked me, I made the question as favorable for you as possible.
Well, what do you mean favorable?
I'll tell you why. Because a part of trading for Deshaun Watson is giving up multiple first-round picks. That's a big part of it, right? And for some Jet fans, that would be the reason they may not want to make a deal like that. So the way I worded it was, who do you want quarterbacking the Jets in 2022? Zach Wilson or Deshaun Watson?
I think that's the appropriate way to ask it.
Well, I could have been.
How else would you have asked if that would have been good or bad for me?
Are you willing to give up multiple first-round picks?
Yeah, that's not the question. I'm giving you a choice. You want Deshaun Watson or Zach Wilson to be your quarterback? And I'm asking the question because you can make it happen.
You can. No, I agree with that part.
Zach Wilson, a first round and a second round, and guess what? Deshaun Watson's your starting quarterback.
You are right that the Jets, the Giants, and the Eagles are the three teams that jump out at you specifically as having the draft capital to make a deal like that work.
Right.
Do you want to hear the early returns or not?
I want to go find the poll. Who do you want QBing the Jets at 22?
Oh, you want to see the results before I tell you?
I want to see that you wrote it the way you say you wrote it.
I wrote it. Who do you want QBing the Jets in 2022?
The results of this poll are so fugazi.
Why?
It's an anti-Craig thing.
What?
That's all this is. I've seen it before.
I mean,
this can't. I mean, 67% so far, there's 1,400 respondents. 67% of you morons would rather have Zach Wilson than Deshaun Watson as your starting quarterback? My goodness. Like, I hope Zach Wilson's good one day, but I know the other guy's great. This is, I mean, you must have some kind of, like, backdoor mechanism to change the outcome of polls.
I don't.
This is ridiculous.
I think a lot of Jet fans think the way I do, which may not be right, by the way. I acknowledge that 3 years from now, because one of the comments I got back by a guy like named Pod Thorne said, this tweet's going to sound foolish in a few years. Because I followed it up with, Craig wants Deshaun, I want Zach, as a response to somebody. And he said, that tweet's going to be foolish in a few years. And I admit, it may. It's likely to. Zach Wilson, based on the Jet track record, and really the track record in general of drafting a young quarterback, is that he's never going to be Deshaun Watson. I acknowledge that. But most fans, a year in, don't want to give up, or in your words, move on for a proven commodity. They want to ride it out with the guy they drafted. And in this case,
I don't know why there's no loyalty in sports anymore. Why are we showing loyalty?
Because we want to see what he can be.
But I know what the other guy is.
But what if Zach Wilson's Josh Allen? What if he is?
What if Zach Wilson's Josh Allen?
Yeah.
He's still not better than Deshaun Watson.
Well, that's a different, I mean, that's a different argument that you may not necessarily win.
Well, I mean, but I can argue it. I can certainly argue it.
No, it's close. The problem that hurts Deshaun, he hasn't played
in. Why go with the unknown when you have the known? That's the thing I can't. And listen, Jet fans, if I lose the poll, I lose the poll. I don't really care. But we've been through so much losing and average play. Who are we? Have we decided that that's our lot in lives, so we're just going to embrace sucking? I don't want to embrace sucking. I don't. No more sucking. I want to win.
I sort of feel bad. I mean, I thought this poll would be close. You're getting embarrassed.
I didn't think it'd be close at all.
By the way, the results, because I don't know if I've said it out loud, is 67% Zach Wilson. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah.
I don't know if we said it yet. 67% say Zach Wilson.
I didn't think it was going to be close at all, but in the exact opposite manner.
You thought it was going to be the other way.
I thought this was going to be the first poll I win easily. And in the history of polls on this show, I thought this was my first no-brainer, runaway victory, secretariat in the Preakness, I'm good.
The one comment, because I was reading a lot of the comments, the one comment I don't understand, and it actually bothers me, and I defend you on this, is when people say, oh, must be a slow news day. That has nothing to do with it. It's a fair thing to discuss when Deshaun Watson's going to be traded. We all wanted the guy a year ago, and there is questions about what Zach Wilson's going to be.
It's not a slow news day. This is happening right now. The New York Giants are about to sign Brian Flores to be their head coach. The first move he's going to ask the GM to make is to acquire Deshaun Watson, because that's what got him fired in Miami, among other things. This is the connection. It's happening right now. And if the New York Jets have no interest in him, boy, I'd love to know why. And if you want to sell me on, well, because they believe in Zach Wilson, I got no choice but to buy it, but you better at least have the conversation.
Well, a part of it's going to be, and I hate to say this, because I've argued against this point many times, and I will with Giant fans who don't want to trade for Deshaun. I think another part of it's going to be, I want to use those first-round picks to improve this team.
Whatever.
I want to use these first-round picks.
By the way,
I'm only giving
up one, because I'm giving you Zach with. Zach is one.
I don't even know they want Zach Wilson.
Of course they do.
Of course?
Yes.
How do you know that?
I know things. Listen, 67% of you idiots want Zach Wilson, so why wouldn't the Texans want him?
Because we drafted him. We feel emotionally invested in him already.
Emotionally invested. Come on. Ugh. Half the reason I liked him is because his girlfriend was hot.
Oh, so they broke up now.
I'm sure his next one's going to be hot, too.
And your investment in Zach's gone.
He's not going to be hitting an SIO overweight swimsuit model. I can promise you that much. No disrespect to those of you who like the overweight swimsuit models. you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I love the new one too. They put out a little glimpse of some of the photos coming out in a couple weeks. They got one heavyset gal breastfeeding in a bathing suit
in the SI swimsuit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because that's what I want.
The world has changed, man. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're only allowed to subjectify women in bikinis if they're heavy now. Because that makes us feel better about ourselves. See? We put ugly girls in there, too. Ugh. Ugh. Here is, I don't know. Let's see. Let's go to Joe in Blairstown. Joe, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Let me just start off by, I got to tell you, Carton, I got a lot of respect for you for, you know, coming on the air when you came back and actually being straight with your audience.
Yeah. Thank you.
And just being honest, man, I wasn't really a fan before, but you won me over. I appreciate it.
Well,
that.
It's not really, no joke. That means a lot to me. And, you know, I have a decision to make. I can lie about my past or be honest about it. And sadly, you know, I'm a compulsive gambler who made really bad decisions in my desire to gamble and gamble more, and, you know, it cost me everything. So I'm very blessed to be back, and I appreciate the fact that you hear that and accept that. So thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you didn't have to do, but like I said, I appreciate it. So I have a theory or something here. I know the Giants were interested in Brian Flores. Nobody's mentioned anything that they already have Patrick Graham as their defensive coordinator still, like they haven't fired him or anything like that, and he was his defensive coordinator before.
Right. Right.
So I think and he only left because Judge wanted him, and they were
Patrick
all kind of
Graham makes perfect sense as the defensive coordinator for Brian Flores if he gets the job, because also Patrick Graham's done a good job here. Let's be honest about what he's done.
That
here.
That wasn't the weakness of the team. Well, no. they had moments though. To be fair. You know, a couple, especially early season, where game on the line, they gave up 75-yard drives, lickety-split.
Sure.
In which, if they didn't, they might have won a couple early games. But I think most Giant fans seem to like Patrick Graham, even after this past year. That's fair.
He's a good, very good coordinator who's going to be a head coach soon. So yeah. I think right now, depending on who the next head coach is, because, look, Dan Quinn gets the job, who's a defensive-minded guy. I'm not sure it leads to Patrick Graham. I have no idea. But I think Patrick Graham on a Brian Flores staff based on their history together makes perfect sense.
And if I missed it, I apologize. Other than getting rid of Joe Judge, the Giants have not officially divorced themselves of any of the position coaches or coordinators, right?
What they've allowed is, I think their special teams coordinator went for an interview, I think, with Carolina. So they're allowing everybody to look at potential
other
jobs.
But no one's been dismissed.
I don't think so, no.
Right. Now, which is another thing. Like, if you're bringing in a new head coach, he gets to pick his staff. It would be interesting, you know, like you just say about Patrick Graham. You know, Brian Flores, if he is the guy, either A, has a connection, or even if he doesn't, might just think very highly of the guy.
Sure.
Like, that guy doesn't need to be replaced. Why go with a new system when I like the guy that's already there?
On the defensive side of the ball, like, if Brian Daboll gets the job, sure, makes perfect sense. And then he probably promotes somebody from Buffalo that's there to come with him.
Kind of like the solid LaFleur deal.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, even though that's not the sexiest thing to talk about, that is going to be so damn important once a head coach is hired.
Yeah. Carton and Roberts on the Fan, more of your calls coming up on this. As Joe Saldano says to me on Twitter, the fact that you're losing this poll shows you how emotionally brainwashed nearly 70% of the Jet fans are. I agree with that. And, you know, there's always like those, there's always an account or two out there that tries to get you with like a fake story.
Right.
And we've all been had at some point, because you read it real quick, you don't really check out the source of the story or the actual handle. Well, my buddies at New York Port Sports have put another one out there, and they're trying hard on this one. Now, they successfully got Boomer and Greg a couple weeks ago.
Yes, yes.
If I remember correctly.
I think they got them on the Marcus Stroman, Clint Frazier
yes,
podcast.
Yes, that's what it was, yeah.
That they were going to do a podcast hating the Yankees
yeah,
together.
The We Hate the Yankee podcast, right. Yeah. So here's their attempt today. You ready?
Let's see.
Brian Cashman's going to replace David Cohn in the Yes booth this year. he will call over 120 games for Yes this year.
Who would fall for that?
Somebody will.
You think Boomer and Gio would fall for that?
Not that one, no. I like to think that they're now on it, especially after what happened 2 weeks ago.
Right.
That they're more, you know, their like spidey senses are tingling more. But good try, New York Porch. You keep it up. I mean, you'll probably get me at some point, just not today because I'm on my A game today. I took my Ginkgo Biloba today. Yeah. I'm feeling good.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So I was just perusing some of the shows that are on TV prior to coming on, Evan, today. And Shannon Sharp told what I thought was one of the greatest quick stories I've ever heard and told it in only a manner that Shannon Sharp can tell the story. It's literally 35 seconds long. I listened to it five times because every time I listen to it, it makes me laugh again and again and again and again. So we'll get back to your calls in 1 second. Deshaun Watson, Jets or Giants, it's on the table. But just I want you to listen to this organically and just I want to see if it makes you laugh the same way it made me laugh. Don't fake laugh because you think I want to hear you laugh. Laugh because you think it's funny. Okay?
Do you think I ever fake laugh at your dumb jokes?
Well, people on Twitter say that you laugh at things that aren't funny when I say them.
First piece of advice I ever got from Boomer Esiason on working with you was, Evan, sometimes he needs your support and he loses confidence if you don't laugh at something he thinks is funny.
He said this? this rat bastard who I own on the ice? He said this?
So, Evan, be supportive. And I was like, that's good advice, Boom. I appreciate it.
Boomer's not going to claim he was laughing at things that weren't funny for a decade. I feel bad for Giannotti then. I guess that's what's going on there. Anyway, here's Shannon Sharp. The impetus, he's talking about the situation in Tampa where Bruce Arians smacks that dude Adams, mm-hmm. On the side of the helmet that we reenacted here yesterday.
Yes.
And he's explained to Skip Bayless why that wouldn't have flown. He said, if one of his head coaches, when he got to the NFL, ever smacked him in the head, he would have punched the guy in the face and knocked him out. Right. But there's a family reason for that. Right. And here's the reason.
I was about 6 years old, and I was on the front porch with my grandfather's brother, my uncle. And my grandfather was in his bedroom, but his bedroom was right outside. And my uncle kept thumping me on the head, and I kept hollering, ouch, ouch. And I said, Uncle Oliver, stop thumping me on the head. My grandfather got up. You don't believe me? Ask my brother. He said, if you thump that boy one more time side his head, see, I told you, you'll make a child thick-headed, he won't learn. If you thump him one more time, I'm going to kill you. My uncle got up, drove off, and we never saw him again.
That's it? So his uncle made, I guess it's his great-uncle, but his great-uncle made a decision.
I'm going to kill you.
No. That's what his grandfather
said.
No,
I know. That's the part that made me laugh.
Here's the decision that his great uncle made. I have a choice in life. I can stop hitting my nephew on the head and live peacefully with him and enjoy watching him grow up, or I'm never going to see him ever again. But I'm not living in his life if I'm not allowed to keep knocking him in. Right?
In the 10 seconds of listening to that, I didn't even think about that aspect. It was like more the delivery of, I'm going to kill you.
His grandfather goes, if you hit him in the head again, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
So he goes, I'll just never see him again.
Never saw him ever again.
Like, imagine that life choice that his great uncle made.
Yeah.
He goes, I just can't live my life without hitting that kid in the head.
I mean, yesterday.
So therefore, I'm never going to see him again.
After getting to bop Loogie on the head yesterday, I could kind of see the appeal. It was enjoyable.
You enjoyed that.
A good time bopping
like
him on the head.
Free pop, right?
Yeah, I think he should wear a helmet every day during the show.
I just
thought
that was one of
that chance.
Funniest things I've heard today.
He delivered that well.
I was 6 years because I never saw him again. Here's Stevie at White Plains on the Fan. Steve, what do you got?
Thanks for your time, guys. Called in last week. The three of us were on the same page listing the many reasons why the Giants should go after Jim Harbaugh. And now it sounds like you guys are Brian Flores' advocates.
No, let me be clear. I'm not going to hang up here. Just let me be very clear.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh is always the answer. If he's available, you go get Jim Harbaugh. Assuming Harbaugh is not gettable, then most people think Flores is the guy.
Yeah, Steve, I think the answer to it is, for whatever reason, over the last week or so, the Jim Harbaugh rumors, outside of him potentially going to the Raiders, they've just died. And so I think the enthusiasm on going after Jim Harbaugh is going away because there's this belief of he's staying in Michigan. He's using it to just get more money. While with Brian Flores, he's available. It's not about rumors or what he made. Like, he's out there for any team to hire. So I think a part of the lack of enthusiasm, if you will, in Harbaugh is the idea that he's not leaving.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I hope that turns out not to be the case and he comes to the Giants. But here's what I'm confused about. And no disrespect, but it seems like when an opinion is established with the sports media, everybody in the sports media is on the same exact page. What is I don't understand the fascination with Brian Flores. His track record isn't that great.
There's two things there. I really disagree with that. I think there is some level of sheepdom in the media where some guy becomes the flavor of the month and everybody runs in that direction. So you're not wrong on that. I think if you listen to this show, that's never the case. And the reason Brian Flores is being well thought of is that most people think he did a really good job in Miami. A really good job, especially when you consider having a young, unproven quarterback.
Well, what's the failure of Brian Flores? What am I missing here?
Well, people want to know, like, what did he win? That's what people want to know. Like, you're going after a guy
but we have to look at things in perspective. He overtook a Miami Dolphin team that was absolutely dreadful.
Yes.
I wouldn't look
and
at his tenure.
And to be fair, I'm going to play devil's advocate because he brought it up. He lost 7 consecutive games, including a game to the Jaguars.
No, I get it. And they also beat the Patriots 4 out of 6 times, and they closed the season incredibly strong. I side with Brian Flores in the debate of, hey, who do you trust? Stephen Ross, a clueless owner who's won no postseason games, and the general manager who has screwed up having a major surplus of draft picks.
Yeah.
So when there's a side to discuss, hey, who do you think's right here? Greer and Ross versus Brian Flores, maybe I'm naive and crazy. I'm siding with Brian Flores.
The flip side of that is take Ross out of the table, take Greer off the table, and just decide whether or not you like Brian Flores as a coach. I forget about the battle in Miami.
Yes, I thought he was a good coach.
So most people do.
Yeah.
Most people think he is a very good coach, a very good game manager, a good blah, 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 blah. So now take the guys that are available that we know of, because who knows, maybe there's an outlier that we never heard of that comes from like some college in East Mississippi and becomes the next Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know, right? Like, are there a lot of guys that are being listed or talked about that you would say, oh, he's a no-brainer over Flores?
No.
Other than Harbaugh?
No.
Which we all agree on.
And Doug Peterson doesn't have like that great approval amongst Giant fans. So you're right. Like,
by the way, speaking
of
Doug Peterson, you see what the Philadelphia Inquirer did?
Yeah, I read this morning. I tried to read it this morning. But when you click on a link for the Philly Inquirer, they make you pay to read the articles.
Yeah.
But basically, it was the Philadelphia Inquirer endorsing Doug Peterson to replace Mike McCarthy in Dallas.
Well, they're trolling Dallas.
That's what I couldn't figure out. Like,
yes.
I read that and said, are they trolling the Cowboys,
yes,
or are they literally giving advice to the Cowboys?
No, they want Dallas to have
Peterson. It was like the Dolphin fans who said to me, John Jastrzemski is a name I will specifically mention because I'll never forget him doing it, and he should never forget this. He said, Evan, you should be so lucky to get Adam Gase as your head coach. He was trolling me.
No, but he wasn't, though.
Oh, yeah.
He actually believed it.
He believed Adam Gase wasn't an incompetent fool?
Yes. All those Dolphin fans did. They were
really?
Like, oh, that's the guy. We gave up on him too quick.
Yeah.
He was hanging out with your boy, Pete Hoffman, I guess, last night at Stu Finer's crib.
Adam Gase?
That's trouble right there. I want no part of that.
Adam Gase was hanging out with
Adam
Hoffman?
Gase. The guy that used to be in the media.
What?
Yastrzemski.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you meant Gase.
Him, Pete Hoffman, and Stu Feiner were at Stu Feiner's crib yesterday.
So that invitation that you read out the other day,
yeah,
the ones to accept the invitation.
No, they went a different day.
Oh, it's a different day.
I think they just went there, I think, to get high. I don't know why they went there. They didn't go during the championship. He invited me over for the Monday night playoff game.
Oh, that's right, right.
The Rams game.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I appreciate the invite. No, thank you.
Right.
But then I saw a couple pictures of Hoffman, Yastrzemski, and some other kid I don't know, over at Stu's house yesterday, which means drug test them all.
How is the synthetic marijuana?
No, it's not synthetic. He gets KB.
Oh, yes.
He gets the real stuff over there in Long Island for
it. Right, right.
Yeah, he's not getting that synthetic, you know, Bronx or Queens bodega, make you eat people's faces off. But you drug test Hoffman right now, he ain't passing. Not that there's anything wrong with
him. No, of course not. Great.
Who would pass the drug test right now? I think Big Mac might pass the drug test right now. I could see him passing it. I could see you passing it.
Clean living.
No shot Tommy passing.
No.
Especially after I burst his bubble earlier today. He might have gone to the bathroom and smoked out just because of what happened this morning. He's here all bright and early, bushy-tailed, first one to work, except I beat him by an hour. And I go by and I go, listen, Al and Jerry think you need to step up your WAG game. Because not only did we never hear the girl, we never heard of the guy she's dating.
I barely heard of him, which is a problem.
I go, yeah, they knew they're fanning my flame on it.
Yeah.
So
oh,
I
no, Al
choice.
Dukes knows exactly what he's doing with that.
Yeah, I had no choice. I had to go burst his bubble and tell him, you better get somebody I heard of next week. I don't know who it is.
I just, remember how you said earlier, you almost, well, you didn't almost get fooled. I don't want to put you there, that you were, there was an article claiming Brian Cashman may take over the Yes broadcast.
I acknowledge that it was a fake. I didn't almost get fooled.
No, I get that. So there's a real story out there about a candidate for the Yes job. I think it's interesting. I think
about
it's
a candidate for the Yes job?
A legitimate candidate for the Yes job since David Cohn's going to be doing fewer games.
Did he play for the Yankees?
He played for the New York Yankees. He's a prominent, prominent name.
Prominent name in the last decade.
Or the last few years here in New York.
Last few years.
A controversial figure.
Well, not A-Rod.
It is not A-Rod. No.
I got it. Easy. Beltran.
Carlos Beltran.
Yeah?
Your buddy Andrew Marchand's reporting that that's a candidate now for the Yes Network.
All right. I mean, people have this thing about Beltran. Good for him. I don't personally get it.
Get what?
But good for him.
What do you mean?
Like, Beltran was not like this... my experience.
Go ahead.
Perhaps he's changed now that he's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like the most outgoing, you know, high energy personality.
He was not. I'll tell you this about Carlos Beltran, because I met him a few times. He has a sneaky, funny personality that I don't think he ever fully showed to fans and the media.
Yeah.
Like little things I noticed, I'll never forget. And maybe you won't think this is a big deal. Yankee fan, little kid, goes up to Carlos Beltran at Mets spring training and says, hey, can you sign this?
Yeah.
And Carlos looks at him and says, I'm going to sign it. I'm going to write Yankees suck right on this baseball, and then I'm going to sign my name. And the kid laughs, and Carlos laughs. Like, he has a personality.
All right.
I just don't know if he's ever shown it, really.
I mean, I'm not against anyone getting a job. Like, if he gets the job, great. Good for him. He clearly wants to manage again, and it seems like if you go to that booth with nine other guys and you stand out, you get a chance to maybe to manage again or even get a better job. So, all right. Bring him in. How many games is he going to do?
I didn't see the number.
Is it a done deal? Is he the guy?
No. I didn't read it as a done deal. It was read
he's
a
probably
candidate.
The guy, though.
He's a candidate.
Yeah,
by the way, Yankees get off to a bad start. We're going to get Yankee fans caught up. We got to move Beltran downstairs.
Well, see, that's
get
the other
rid of
thing.
Boone. Like, Beltran's going to be there as the, like, the buck. Buck Showalter wasn't in the booth, but Buck was a shadow. He was. He was there, and what was the knee-jerk reaction Yankee fans had?
You hired Buck Showalter back.
Yes. Now, I know Beltran's very different in terms of he's never managed before, but I bet you that's going to become a thing now for Yankee struggle.
You think that's what Beltran's thinking, though?
Yes.
You know, Buck gets back
100%.
In the booth suddenly. Wow, he's the next. Everyone's got to have Buck. Maybe it's an opportunity to show himself, show a little personality.
Well, I think
not even for the Yankee job, but just to get back in the good graces of baseball.
I think he's trying to rehab his image.
Yeah.
And he doesn't deserve to have the need to rehab his image.
Agreed.
Like, his image isn't bad, in my opinion.
He also
doesn't
want to be home.
Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, why do you think guys at that stage with the amount of money they made decide to take a job like that? They're sick and tired of seeing their families. They're like, the kids are great, but enough already. The wife's great, but enough. That's why these guys do what they do.
Maybe he
they
loves,
don't want to be home.
Maybe he loves baseball.
And I'm sure he does love baseball. Get the package. You can watch every game in every market. All good. Yeah. Go do a studio show once a week from Secaucus. All good. These guys don't want to be home. And I get it. They're not used to being home.
Yeah.
Their life from the time their kids is on the road playing ball. I get it. But yes, that's why I think Aaron Boone demanded the multi-year contract also. Because if I'm Aaron Boone and I got a guy who's dying to be a manager that a lot of people think highly enough to be a manager, that guy's going to be 100 feet above me every game? No, thank you. I don't want it.
Text Boone, see what he thinks about this.
He's going to love it.
Oh, he's going to say, it's great. I'm happy for him. He's awesome.
Yeah, remember, Aaron Boone has, A, made a lot of money.
I agree with you.
B, he's making seven figures now. His contract is guaranteed no matter what they do to him. He's 50 years old. He's good.
Yeah, I think he comes like across Boone, very comfortable.
Aaron Boone's got no worries in life other than his family's health.
I agree.
Like the rest of us, right?
Yeah, I get the impression he's very comfortable in his skin in terms
of I've
the
never
job.
Met a guy more comfortable with who he is and his position in life than Aaron Boone. That's my main man. I wear his clothes sometimes. He might be coming to the comedy show next week, too.
Oh, nice.
Now, would that be an awkward thing? Is that a weird thing? I don't know.
Awkward for what? Because you can't talk to Pete Alonso?
Well, Pete Alonso is the host of the event with us, the co-host.
Right.
We're doing the charity event at Gotham Comedy Club. Totally sold out. Sorry, you should have gotten in on it when you could. But I invited Aaron to come as my guest.
Well, what's awkward about it? They can't say hello? Is that forbidden in MLB lockout rules?
No, I think you're allowed to be cordial.
Yeah, they're going
to
be cordial to each other.
Yeah. Hmm. So I should text Aaron.
Does he know it's a Pete Alonso event?
Hey,
is he aware of Pete?
No, if my fat effing thumbs, let me know if you guys still want to come to charity. Oh, it's a charity. Comedy event, right? Comedy event next Thursday. Okay.
Next Thursday. Already there,
It's already
man.
Next Thursday.
Crazy.
Month is almost over, Ev.
Crazy.
The month is almost over. Let me know. Not known. I hate this.
He didn't go down to Florida yet? He's not getting ready for spring training?
Why would he? There's no spring training. There's a lockout.
No, there's going to still be spring training about all the minor leaguers.
Well, I guess he's allowed to. I guess the players are not allowed.
There's going to be a bunch of minor leaguers there. They're not locking that part out,
More importantly, he hangs out with us at the comedy event. Then he goes down to Tampa.
Then he goes to Tampa.
Yeah, here's Greg and Brewster. Gregor, what's up, buddy?
What's up, you guys? How's it going?
All right.
Listen, I wanted to comment on the poll. First of all, I was driving past your towns into my town and listening to the early poll results, thinking it was going to be two-thirds, somewhere around that number in the favor of Evan and not making the trade. But, you haven't mentioned any kind of update as far as Deshaun Watson and where he presently stands in the eyes of the law and how that probably influenced things. And also, most Jets fans, I think, are clearly of the mindset that they don't want to trade the nice draft equity and the money we got under the cap as far as acquiring some high end talent on the line.
Let's go over one thing at a time because you unpacked a lot there. As far as we know, there's no pending criminal charges coming his way, but yes, you would have to have that confirmed by the Houston PD.
So I read last night.
But where does
night,
that stand? Has it just evaporated?
I'll tell you.
I've heard nothing about
What I read last night is he's going to be deposed in the criminal portion of this in February. So that part's going to take place. Now, where that leads, will those charges
continue?
Well, he's
going to be deposed criminally?
Well, he's got to,
no such thing.
No, he's got to do a deposition,
Not for criminal. That'd be for civil.
I guess for civil.
Yeah. You don't get, they don't bring in and say, hey, we're going to depose you in a pending criminal matter. Go F yourself.
So Deshaun Watson is not scheduled to be deposed before February 2022.
But that's got
to
be civil.
The civil portion of it. You're right.
Yeah. And that's fine. Listen.
But the criminal thing hasn't been dropped yet either, by the way.
Yeah, but so let me just answer Greg's question.
You lucid conversation about whether the Jets should trade Zach Wilson you were
obviously you got to find out.
I think is insanity.
Listen, obviously, part of this conversation. You're right, Greg. I should have made that clearer than I did. So thank you for calling in on that. You're not going to trade for Deshaun Watson if there's a threat of him going to prison for 20 years. Obviously. So if I didn't make that clear, my apologies. Allow me to make this portion of the let's go get Deshaun Watson very clear. Number one, and I think this stands for all teams, we need to know from the Houston Police Department, are there any criminal charges pending? If there are, it's off the table.
And that hasn't been dropped yet, so that's still out there.
Number two, I believe there are 22 women, it's a ridiculous amount of women, of course, that are claiming this, that, and the other thing. Can you and will you settle all of those civil suits, not over the course of time, can they all get settled, like, now?
Yeah, but Craig, those suits were filed 10 months ago.
Yes.
9 months ago, whenever it was.
They have not been settled yet.
We talked about them being settled in May and June and July and August. It's almost February of the following year.
Now, there's a reason for that.
When are they going to be settled?
Well, they're not going to be settled today because, as the story may or may not go, the amounts keep changing. Or one girl wants X, now the other girl wants X plus five. This girl wants, you know, et cetera,
okay,
et cetera.
But like you said, before a team makes a deal for him, there's going to need to be settlements. When is there going to be a settlement, if there is a settlement?
Yeah, I can't answer that. That's, but I agree, that's part of it.
And then the third thing, which I don't think is going to be as big of a factor, but it should be pointed out.
Yep.
The league is probably going to suspend
it. Yeah, I think 4 to 6 games.
Okay,
that's it.
But still, and I'm not saying that's going to cause a team to not trade for a 26-year-old franchise quarterback, that they're not going to have him for 4 to 6 games.
Yeah.
Tom Brady was once suspended for 4 games. Obviously, much different issue. But, yeah, nothing's going to happen with this guy and teams trading for him until those questions are settled.
Yeah.
And
it also shows you the legal process is not a quick one.
No.
It just goes on and on and on and on.
So is it possible?
And on.
Is it possible we get to May, June?
And on and on and on and on. For no reason. It just keeps going on.
So is it possible it's not settled next June?
What do you say? This is my own little bugaboo.
Mm-hmm.
When you say next June, do you mean June of 23?
This June. June of 22.
Yeah, because that always is weird. Like,
yeah, you're
this
right.
June,
that's true.
Yeah.
It's this June.
Is it possible?
Well, yeah.
It's the American legal system.
When the league year starts on March 16th, that's when teams start, you know, making moves.
Ooh, pre-draft moves. Ooh, ah.
If you're the New York Giants, because the Jets are set with Zach Wilson unless they decide to go in a different direction. Or the draft occurs. Now you use these draft picks.
Yeah.
If this isn't settled and all this talk about draft capital and the Giants are going to do this, they may have to decide to do other things.
I think it's almost got to be settled because they already, now remember, he didn't play because they wouldn't let him play.
Right.
He did say, I'm never playing for you again. So he's part of it, obviously. But he was on the active roster. He got paid. He got paid every penny he had coming to him this year. And he didn't play a single snap. To me, just from a pure business sense, if I'm the Houston Texans, that doesn't benefit me to do that again.
Well, and also, this is very important.
And the big money contract kicks in this year.
Exactly. So this past year, when he didn't play, he was making, I think, about $10 million, which is a good amount of money.
It's not bad.
But this year, I think he's due to make about $34 million.
I mean, he's got a contract.
It's a little bit different.
And it does not make any sense to cut him because he's so damn good. You know for a fact there will be a team that is willing to give you A, B, C, D, and E.
Yes.
Whether it's the Jets or Giants, who the hell knows?
Philadelphia.
But, you know, the Eagles showed, they didn't hide their interests all that well last year, right?
Yeah.
So, I just think, like, we're sitting here, and there's this, listen, he comes with tremendous baggage, and I don't want to minimize the baggage. The allegations are not pretty, not as bad as some, better than others, but not pretty for sure. But you have a guy who's, you know what he is as a player. And let's be honest about it. We have, Philly has as well, we got the goods, and I say we, I mean Giant fans and Jet fans. We got the goods to get him if we want.
And here's the other truth. Here's the other truth. Ben Roethlisberger has proven that. Let's not ignore this. Once things are settled, if you don't get in trouble ever again, but you're successful, everybody's going to forget about it. Just like what happened with the great... Let's celebrate. Let's have ceremonies for him. Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he allegedly raped a girl in a bathroom.
And when is that ever
talked about? And allegedly sexually assaulted a second woman.
Right.
Right? And then he found God, got married, and everybody forgot about it.
And no one talks about it.
Right. Oh, the great Ben Roethlisberger taking a victory lap around the field after winning his last home game.
And I remember after that occurred, there was a slight rumor. I don't know how legit it was. At the time, the Rams had the number one pick. And the thought was, should the Steelers get rid of Ben, move on?
Because of the scandal.
Because of the scandal and draft Sam Bradford. Okay? Now, let's say they did that. Let's say that's what they did. They said, you know what? We don't want to deal with this. Great publicity. Yeah. Get rid of Ben. He's a bad guy. Look at these accusations. And they are bad accusations.
Yeah.
And they made that trade. What would Steeler fans say today as compared to what they did, which was keep him, forget about it, move on?
Well, I can tell you this. Bill Carroll wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, no, because it would have happened after that. So
Mike Tomlin wouldn't still be the head coach. And Ben Roethlisberger would be an afterthought to Steeler fans.
The good news is
they wouldn't
timing.
Be thrilled with what Sam Bradford did for him either.
Yeah, the timing didn't affect Bill Cowher. He's good. No.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, Bradford was 2010. This was like 2010, 2011 when this happened.
When did Cowher leave the Steelers?
Before that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Right after the Super Bowl.
He left right after 05.
Oh, right after the NFL gifted him the Super Bowl?
They won the Super Bowl.
Oh. I mean, go back and watch it. He won it. He's a champion. He's in the Hall of Fame.
You know who gifted them the Super Bowl?
And I like him a great deal. He's a good guy.
You know who gifted them the Super Bowl? The liquored up kicker. That's Peyton Manning's words, not mine. Excuse me, Peyton Manning's words, not mine. Mike Vanderjagt.
Yeah.
Because if you recall that Steeler Colt game, first of all, Jerome Bettis fumbles on the goal line, almost choked that thing away.
Yeah.
Ben, to his credit, I got to give Ben credit.
Turned and made the play.
Made an incredible tackle to save that from being returned for a touchdown. And then Mike Vanderjagt missed a field goal by a football field. Like, literally, the kick was off by 100 yards.
Vanderjagt was talking about something in the postseason like the next year, and that's when Peyton goes, I don't want to listen to some idiot kicker.
Yeah,
but what was he talking about? Do you remember?
What did Vanderjagt say about Manning that led to Manning at the Pro Bowl? Because Manning said it at the Pro Bowl and said, who cares about a liquored up kicker?
He said liquored up? I thought he said idiot kicker.
Why else would I say liquored up? That didn't come from me.
I think it did. I think you made that up.
Did I make that up?
I think you did.
I did?
Yeah,
oh,
I feel bad now. I think he said, I don't care what that idiot kicker says.
Are you sure about
that?
Not
that liquored up kicker.
Oh, my
yes,
bad.
Tom.
I believe he said, I just threw a touchdown pass to Jerry Rice, and we have to talk about this idiot kicker. We got to get the quote.
See, if you guys can find it. I'm sure there's a video of it or audio of it. Yeah, you should probably take back the drinking part.
No, the liquored part came from somewhere. Look it up.
You invented it.
No, I did. I swear, there's no way I invented it.
Dude, look at that. What happened to the Colts idiot kicker, Mike Vanderjagt? That's what it was.
Oh, no, here it is. No, I'm right. We're talking about our idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth.
Okay, so he wasn't the liquored up kicker. He was the idiot kicker who got liquored up.
I apologize. I mixed two sentences together. I knew it came from somewhere. I wasn't making that up on my own.
There you go. Yeah, I'm looking out of here, too. I'm looking out of here,
okay, so Peyton said that. We remember it. What did Vanderjagt say that led to that?
I'll tell you what it is right here. Coach Dungy, he's just a mild-mannered guy. He doesn't get too excited, doesn't get too down. I don't think that works either. I think you need a motivator. I think you need a guy that's going to get in somebody's face when they're not performing well
enough. So he ripped Dungy.
He ripped Tony Dungy.
And that was after the Jets kicked their ass in 02, right?
It was after the 41-0 loss to the Jets in the wild card game.
That was so awesome.
Yeah, so we caused Peyton Manning strife. That's what we did.
That was the last home playoff game the New York Jets have played.
Think about that. Yeah, he also hinted, hold on. He said something about Peyton as well. Because it says here, he said something about Peyton not being the guy either. Mm. And that's why Peyton responded, here we are, I'm at my third Pro Bowl. I'm about to go in and throw a touchdown to Jerry Rice. We're honoring the Hall of Fame, and we're talking about our idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off.
If you want it, I have it right
You have
here.
It, play it, go.
It's an article, a story. Mike Vanderjagt and your team made some comments questioning maybe your passion and your and the personality of you and Tony Dungy as to being winners.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, Lynn. Here we are. I'm out of my third Pro Bowl. I'm about to go in and throw a touchdown to Jerry Rice. We're honoring the Hall of Fame. We're talking about our idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. So, hey, Al, Dan, what has the sports world come to? We're talking about idiot kickers. He has ruined kickers for life. Akers and Vinatieri, these guys are great guys. They've been getting killed all week because our idiot ran his mouth. So when I get home, I'll deal with it. Tony and I talk about it. It's kind of funny, really, when you think about it. Get in. If he is still a teammate, we'll deal with it. You know, that remains to be seen. But the sad thing is, Lynn, he's a good kicker. He's a good kicker, but he's an idiot. Hey, Dan, what do you think about this?
Right to Dan Dierdorf.
That is really good, actually.
Here, Mike Vanderjagt's suggestion that Peyton Manning lacked the internal fire to lead his team to the top of the NFL. You know what? That's what we call a cold take.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? Let's go back to 2005, that game we were just talking about. The Colts were 14-2, and they lost in their own building to the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of people had that opinion of Peyton Manning. Let's not act like that was not true. He can't win the big one. He's a loser. And then the following year, 2006, he's been in the league now for almost a decade. That's when they broke through. Ironically, in a year in which they didn't have the best record in the league and had to play in the wild card round. Yeah. But boy, Peyton was on fire.
Yeah, give him credit, right? He didn't hide from it.
Here's what's crazy, Craig. So that was 2002, after the 2002 season. Vander Jack remained his teammate for three more years before they got rid of him. They got rid of him after the game we just talked about, and that's when they signed Adam Vinatieri. So he was a teammate for three more years.
Vander Jack was an all-pro player the next year,
right?
2003. And then, of course, in 2005, he misses the kick against the Steelers that everybody mocked him for, and now he's like Einhorn. He's got pictures of Peyton Manning up in his, his house in the woods.
Does he? Where's Vander Jack now? Is he around?
That'd be a good guy to interview now. We should do like a cold take segment. Like, we've all had bad takes, cold takes, whatever it is.
Right.
And go back in history and have the person relive the cold take and just walk through how he feels about it now in retrospect.
It's like that famous... Was it Ian O'Connor who wrote Bill Belichick? What a terrible hire by the Patriots.
The headline was Belichick bad for the Patriots. Ian O'Connor's column.
Who wrote the Clueless Joe for Joe Torre after he was hired?
Well, that's different. Like, the guys, like, Ian O'Connor didn't write that headline. He wrote the article that backed the headline up.
Right.
So all these newspapers, they have usually two people who's they've won their sole job, they write headlines. And it's a six-figure job, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's the most important job in the newspaper, because that's how the paper gets sold
right. When
people used to buy newspapers. So I'll give you an example. When I worked in New Jersey 101.5, the station was based in Ewing, New Jersey, which is right now it's catty corner to Trenton. So the local paper in New Jersey there, you know, everyone gets the Star Ledger, but there was a paper called the Trentonian was the newspaper, right? So it was actually a decent human being, a nice man. He was the headline writer for the Trentonian. He wasn't making 100 grand, but he was the highest paid guy in the newspaper because he's the most responsible for you buying the paper because you see a headline, you want to read it. There was a psychiatric hospital somewhere in that part of New Jersey that had a fire and they had to evacuate all the patients out of the psychiatric hospital. All right? He put on the front page of the Trentonian, roasted nuts.
Oh, jeez.
And got fired for it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But how'd it get approved?
He was the headline.
No. He writes the headline, but doesn't someone else look at it before
editor,
it goes?
There's an editor. Every paper's got an editor-in-chief, yeah.
You've been on FAN for many years, other places before that. Yeah. If you had to pick your coldest take you've ever had.
Oh, I'd have to think about it. I'd have to give that some thought, because most of my takes are right on.
Oh, yeah.
It's rare that I get something so terribly wrong that I would consider it a cold take at this level.
Right.
You know, roasted nuts. But if you give me a moment to think about it, I'll certainly think about it.
Yeah.
Unless there's something I've said that all you people want to jump on right now and just remind me about, feel free. Nothing since we've been together.
Watson was the longest running. You
weren't right, but that's not like, look, I'll give you an example of a really cold take. Beningo would say this because he said this even before I was working with him, and I've reminded him, and we have the audio somewhere. He said, Victor Diaz will be better than either David Wright or Jose Reyes.
Right, so that's a cold take.
Fine, like, okay, great. It happens. That's a cold take. Predicting a Watson trade,
And I was right. But
well,
neither here nor there, that's not a cold take.
You weren't right.
A cold take is that guy can never make it, you know, and the guy becomes Peyton Manning.
Right, like saying Joe Torre's a terrible hire and then he becomes a manager of a dynasty certainly qualifies as a very, very cold take.
Yeah, who had that take?
Who wrote that?
You know,
Lupica did. I think it was Lupica.
Yeah, if you just want a consortium of cold takes, even though he does edit videos and misrepresent exactly what took place, just go to the Funhouse account and listen to everything Mike ever said.
Mike ever said.
I mean, that's all. Yeah, you know what? I go through every day.
Hold on a second.
It's chicken soup for the soul.
Let me defend Mike on something because I happen to agree with him, and I think we'll both be proven right. Mostly him because I think he talked a hell about it.
Sam Darnold's going to be the king of New York.
He said,
"Oopsie doopsie."
No to Zion Williamson.
and everyone else around the city, we need Zion. They still want Zion. Zion, Zion. Zion's become Greg Oden.
Now, Mike was wrong about Greg Oden, but that's a different story. But the Zion Williamson love and him pushing back on that, can we at least for now give him some credit on that or no?
You got Zion right so far.
I just want to be fair about
this. Of course you do. He gave you a gift for your wedding. I understand it. It's all good with me.
Carlos Stanton is a disgrace.
That was pretty cold. And then he had a great final few months.
I mean, do I need to go over his Yankee career? Do you want me to do
In the moment to what he did
season. Right, and then he turned it on because I motivated him. Ask Aaron Boone.
Oh, I got one. You walked over to
me. This is not about me.
No.
This isn't about me.
You didn't ask me. I asked you. You never asked me.
It's not about Michael. Thanks.
Craig walked over to me in June of last year put his hand out and said, Evan, I want to congratulate you as a Met fan on winning the National League East.
That's not a cold take. That's trolling you.
At the time, you were... I was just
having fun with your fandom. That's all.
That's all it was?
That's all, yeah. That's all it was. 877-337-6666.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.